I know it's late and you've been listening a lot today, so our paper is called The Challenge of Cloud Control, but I think that a lot of people here, like Tarek and I, have already talked about this today, so I'm going to take the chance to do some marketing of a current project we have and a future workshop as well. So, if you look at the vision of cloud data centers, you have a very grand vision that they should be self-managed and dynamic and optimal and don't take any energy and, you know, everything at the same thing and cost optimized and all that. But if you look at the clouds, the providers that you have today, you probably will see that this vision is not really fulfilled. There is some work to do. And there is a big difference between theory and reality. So if you look at a very basic concept of a cloud infrastructure, you basically have services coming in. Services could be request-based or just computing services. And these services should be translated into some kind of virtual machines. We don't have to go into any details, but you cannot translate services into capacity. And then this virtual capacity has to be mapped onto some physical infrastructure. And this infrastructure needs to be cooled, and, you know, you have power and all that. And if you look at this, it's a very straightforward control problem, basically. And I know that, I mean, we had a whole session before talking about cloud computing. So there's a lot of control problems in here. And the challenges are enormous. And as Tarek said, you not only have specific control problems here, you need to have a service admission control, so you need to decide how many services can my cloud infrastructure take care of with good quality of service. You also need to have an elasticity control that somehow decides how to map this workload into virtual capacity. How much capacity does this service need? And you also need to have a virtual machine placement control, so you need to map these virtual machines, the virtual capacity, into physical infrastructure. And you also need to have energy optimization and control, so that you try to use as little energy as possible. You need to optimize the cost and all that. But as Tarek said before this morning, you also need some kind of holistic management control, because all these control systems may not work as you would like them to do in together. So all these things are very enormous challenges of cloud control that you need to tackle. And this is where the marketing comes in. In Sweden now, we have received a large framework grant from the Swedish Research Council that's called Cloud Control. And some of us are here now today. We have the Cloud Research Group at Umeå University that comes from the cloud community. And Francisco is here, actually. I didn't know that. And we also have the Lund Center for Control of Complex Engineering Systems, which has a background in both telecommunication as me and automatic control as Anders and Martina. And we together has received a large grant on cloud control. And the Lund Center for Control of Complex Engineering Systems is a research center based at Lund University in Sweden. And we had this research center for 10 years, also funded by the Swedish Research Council. And LCCC is pretty large. It's not only clouds. We work with large-scale engineering systems and the control of them. And we have three main research areas. And one of them are most into the feedback computing area. And in Lund, we have a very high competence of control of computer system, and as Anders has been involved in this workshop since the beginning. And Martina is very engaged, and I'm engaged. So we look at performance modeling, prediction-based control, and adaptive resource management. And we have a vision of trying to apply the theories into practice. We try to work a lot with experiments. And then we have the Umeå University. I have pictures of them because I didn't think that anyone was going to be here. So, see someone who I recognize. Umeå University works on distributed research and cloud computing management system. So it's more from the computer science perspective. And it's a pretty large group headed by Professor Erik Amroth. And maybe I'm not going to go into too many details if I say something wrong, but the group focuses on system-oriented research for cloud management. And as I said, it's a basis from comes from more computer science perspective. So it complements our competence on more control of computing systems. And the main vision of the cloud control project is to look at these control problems for cloud infrastructures on a cross-disciplinary level. So we are trying to combine the competences we have in the different communities to do something together. And we just started. We started in January. So next year, I hope we're going to have a couple of good papers here at the Feedback Computing Workshop. And we will aim at the control problems and for management. So one example that I have two examples that more are related to the work we do in Lund has a base in the things we've done before. One example is performance models that we have worked on for almost 10 years. We have papers on performance models for Apache web servers and database servers. But if you translate that into cloud infrastructures, you have new challenges. For example, if you look at the simple computing system, this is pretty old. I mean, if you look at the simple web server, for example, you have basically MM1 dynamics. So it's pretty nice from a control perspective because you get, even if it's non-linear behavior, you get very dynamics that are pretty easy to work with. But for clouds, you have the distributed system, the large-scale systems, and very varying dynamic demands. And we don't really know yet how the workload models are or how the performance model will be. And that's something that we're going to work with in this project because I think that that's needed. Because you can't always rely on simulations and experiments. You need to do theoretical work, and that's why you need performance models. And another example that we will look at in Lund is stochastic elasticity control, which is the mapping of workload into virtual machines or compute units, as we say here. That is a very straightforward control problem that we will look at from a control perspective. How can you separate all the different problems and focus on the control part? What kind of dynamics do you have in a system like this? And how would that react or map to a real system? Some other topics that are more focused, that Umeå is more focused on, is, for example, VM placement control, data center energy optimization, and then holistic management. So Umeå has already work going on that. And we will try to make a more holistic management system and also implementing that in experiments. So test beds will be one important goal. And we have the cloud infrastructure in Umeå, which is currently developed with 40 servers, I think. Was it that? 40? Yeah. And we also have Tarex server farm that we hope to be able to use. He has promised us to be able to use it. Yeah. So we hope to do some cross-continent work here, trying to run some of the experiments at Tarek's farm, server farm. And we also, we're going to make a small cloud testbed in Lund, and we're going to apply for funds for a larger testbed. So this is my last slide because my minutes are up. This is the marketing again. We will have a focus period and workshop next year on cloud control in Lund, and we will have a number of invited speakers, and I hope to be able to market this further on into this community, so you are able to come, because we have had previous workshops in Lund on other subjects, and they have a very high standard of the talks. So I hope to be able to invite some of you to this workshop. And it's going to be in April and May next year. And so I may be able to use the LinkedIn group to send information about this. Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tarek's talk about being holistic, but I understood this morning that being holistic was just one extreme of the spectrum of possibilities, and it might be problematic. I mean,
yeah.
I can understand that if you have a model of everything, yeah, it's better to solve the problem, but it's not always the case.
So no, I think
do you intend to be not always holistic?
We will not start off being holistic. I worked a long time on this kind of performance models and control, and sometimes it's better to take one thing at a time. You don't want to involve too many things at the same time unless you understand the separate problems first, because holistic management is not easy, and you may not solve the problems by trying to incorporate everything in one big model. So
in you, on a related point and also related to this morning's talk, In your background, before going into the cloud, do you have techniques about structuring a large, complex control problem into sub-problems, and which would be transferable here in the cloud?
Yes, that's why we have the control group.
Sorry. Yeah, the distributed control is definitely a challenge, but
yes.
So that's why we believe a lot in this project, because we have managed to get a project with different competence,
yes,
of the groups. So we hope to be able to do something together. Yeah, because it's very challenging, and that's why I have this talk here, because it's not easy to for these large scale systems to actually do something that's good, unless you make some very simple algorithms that, you know, are not optimal in any way.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Yeah. There, I know there are many interesting problems can be studied in cloud control. So from your perspective, what would be the most interesting thing for you, and what would be the least interesting? Just before we want to do it.
For me right now, I would like to work on the performance models. I would like to make a survey on what people have done regarding performance modeling, because we've seen from our other work that if you want to do good use control theory for this, you need good models that you can use in the feedback and prediction loops, basically. And I think that may be a problem with the cloud infrastructures, actually. The least important. I'm not very into the how to construct the services and the management systems in that on a higher level. I think that's more in what Umeå is doing, actually. And that doesn't mean that it's not important, but it's just from my perspective. I'm more into the modeling and the experiments part, I think.
Complementary and.
Yeah, that's why we're trying, because some parts Umeå are worth leaving in, and I will leave some things to them, actually.
We're good. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
A related question is that what kind of applications are you most interested in? So like enterprise, consumer, or mobile?
We have, as the proposal was written, we focus on request-based applications. So that would typically be user-based applications, like maybe not web service, but that kind of internet services that, where you have requests coming and going. I know that there are a lot of other cloud applications, but I think that from the theory that we have developed before, request-based services where you have expectance of a certain latency are the most relevant for our work, I think. So that could be anything on regarding internet services, basically. But you have a user somewhere waiting for a reply.
Any other questions?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
See, you have the internet as one big blob there.
Yeah, that's an old picture, yeah.
Okay, and so this relates a little bit to my talk and our interest. You know, we sort of concluded that a lot of these mobile computing infrastructures are just not open enough.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why we created our testbed.
Yeah.
Are you planning to, you know, open up the internet or create your own, you know, internet or your own infrastructure, or are you just going to say that, hey, this is, you know, we're not going to deal with it, we're just going to leave it up as a black box and focus on the other parts of it?
Yeah, I think that... the other work we've done before in Lund have kind of looked at that as just a black box and a delay of some kind. We have not gone into the protocols or anything. May have done that in Umeå. I'm not sure. No, we have mostly focused on the infrastructure of the cloud backend.
Okay.
So not the communication in between, no. But you have to do something. You have to leave something for you.
That's right. That's good. The project isn't dead yet. All right.
Yeah?
Any other questions? Okay, well, let's thank the speaker again.
Yep.